Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
The Cubby House is a show about two cub-identifying guys exploring the big and hairy issues in and around the bear community.
This program is designed for a mature audience. It may contain adult themes, sex and drug references, and of course, coarse language. Listener discretion is advised.
And welcome to the Cubby House for Monday the 9th of January. I'm Cookie.
I'm Kevin.
And we would like to thank Kiss My Arts. Arts.
Well done,
for
Cookie.
For returning for another week and glad to see the guys back in the studio.
Well done.
Thank you. I got it right. Arts.
Arts. It's so much less amusing now, though.
Yes, sorry. Now, later on today's show, we'll be joined by another repeat offender here at the Cubby House, the Vic Bears president, Mr. Rob Cam.
Who's currently on mute because we don't want him to talk just yet.
No, that's just the...
I am here.
As if that could stop him.
Exactly. Now, tonight's show, we've got another jam-packed fun and frivolity.
Did you just make that up on the spot?
As usual.
You have a script for a reason, Cookie.
Yes, and this is why we got somebody off the show, but we couldn't keep him back. Jack Chapman is going to be back on to talk about his latest project, Man Boobs.
We'll then go into ursine etiquette, and we'll chat about some social media and its invasion of the social world outside of the interwebs.
On the Cookies Corner this week, we'll be exploring the colours mauve and aqua.
We'll then be joined by Dr. George Forgan-Smith to have a chat about skin cancer and how to look after yourselves this summer.
Another Vic Bears committee member, Craig Ingrey, will join us to chat about the exciting new dance party they've got coming up in the next few weeks.
And lastly, we'll have a quick chat, and I do mean quick chat, yes, with our guest host Rob Cam about the changes to Vic Bears and where he sees it going in the next 6 months.
Right, but tonight we're asking you the question, assuming the world does not end this year, what are you looking forward to in 2012?
Want to have your say on the Cubby House project? Contact us through Facebook at facebook.com/thecubbyhouse. The Cubby House Project on Joy 94.9.
Now, one of our favourite people that seems to be coming in almost every week, it feels like. Hello, Mr. Rob Cam.
You're unmuted now.
Yes, we're live, finally.
Just a little bit closer to the mic.
Good to be here, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. Now, we do have a few questions for you people who have not listened to this show last week, because we have changed a bit. We're going to interview you and give you the rapid-fire questions for tonight.
That's right. We'd like to get to know our guest host before you get to know our guest host.
Right. I'm trying to get to know the guest host. All right. You feel me?
You do know it's you, right?
Yes, I know it's me. Good. All right. Go away.
All right. So the first thing that pops into your head when we ask these rapid-fire questions.
All right.
What's your age?
45.
Name one thing you miss about being a kid.
Oh, school plays.
Never mind. Do you have any hidden talents?
I think I'm probably a good game show host.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll spoil that one.
Now, what body part do you get caught staring at?
Probably the crutch.
Honest. I like it.
Yeah.
What's the last thing that you bought?
Oh, well, Slurpee tonight. I was told off for bringing it in here. Sorry, I know you're not meant to have
naughty
liquids on the keyboard and everything.
So what's your current obsession?
This is going to sound lame. Not really, but Vic Bears. It pretty much is a...
Yeah, you're right. That sounds
lame.
You're the president.
It's a passion. There's a lot of stuff going on. It's good.
Do you have any phobias?
This is sound deep. Loneliness, really. I'm just not great on my own.
Aww. That's kind of cute.
Yeah.
Yes. So sexually, what melts your butter?
It's I had to think about it. The bulk of a man, sort of the chest, the sort of like big, bulky, bearish type guy. That's sort of what does it for me. Absolutely, okay. Every time. Okay. Yeah.
All right. You wake up in a prison cell. What is most likely the crime you've committed?
Oh, U.S. tax fraud. No, only kidding. Okay. We don't have extradition, do we? The U.S.
Next question.
All right, quickly. Move on, please.
You're about to be sent to a deserted island and can only carry up to 5 items of your possession. Oh, which ones would they be?
My favorite pair of shorts, which I tend to wear every time I come into the studio here. My baggy old... What do you call them? My probably iPad with the solar panel recharger thing, so I can read.
Oh, you books geek! Constantly. Come on, yeah, next, whatever. Next.
Pair of sunnies, satellite radio,
so you can listen to the Cubby House, of course.
Yes, yep, of course. And what else? What else? I've got to eat probably a knife or something, so I can kill fish and make sushi or something.
Have you answered any of these questions with a lie?
Yes, 8 of them. No, you put me on the spot. What do you expect?
Love it. Yes. All right. So now, just to get to know you a little bit better. Right. How did you actually get involved in the bear community?
In the bear community, my first partner was very much a big bear. Not that I sort of knew it at the time, but it was a night, probably after a night we were dancing at the market. Down on Commercial Road and decades ago, and driving away in big sweaty night, and we took our shirts off on the dance floor, and both being pretty hairy guys, the literal sort of revolt and spreading apart of the crowd sort of made us feel pretty uncomfortable and thought, what's going on? We're just, you know, hot and sweaty, and of course we didn't, by judgment, sort of fit in, which was... a bit odd. So we thought there must be another place we can go to tonight and have fun. So we ended up in this north side of town and stumbled in on this pub called The Laird, which I'd never been to before in my life. And it just happened to be a Vic Bear's den night. How ironical. I think it might have been the first one, because it was Roy Burns that welcomed me, and... there was stuff going on, or there was all the other guys like us, also with their shirts. So I'm thinking, okay, this is where we're meant to be. And felt very much like I'd found, the tribe. You know,
Your place?
Yeah, pretty much. And it was a fun pub. I sort of really enjoyed it there, and a bit much different atmosphere to those that we'd been, you know, enjoying in the past. But it was great to sort of to find our people.
Excellent. Do you think it's changed much over the last couple of years?
It's certainly... It ebbs and flows. I think the bear community has embraced different things over time. We tend to be doing... I think we feel we can accomplish a lot more now, and we've raised the bar a bit because we're pretty passionate about wanting to do more out there. So
as he quickly runs out of the studio and back in.
The bears are vacating the studio as we speak. Yeah, sort of a bit of a shift from being less on the edges of the community
to being a little bit more mainstream.
Well, yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth. I know we've talked about this a lot at our committee meetings, and just sort of feeling much more part of the broader community and leading in a way, which is great.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for that.
No problem.
You'll be our guest host for the rest of the night, so you'll get to pick apart all the people that we've got to interview.
Pick apart? That sounds very vicious. It's just not like me.
Well, you see, we got rid of Jack, so we need another one.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
So nice comparison.
Oh, it's funny you should say that, because coming up after our next track break, we will be getting Jack on the phone to talk about his latest project, Man Boobs. Stay tuned for that and much, much more still on the Cubby House on this hour on Joy 94.9. How is your bear events going, I wonder? We would like to ask you, if you're so inclined, as to jump on Facebook. The question, assuming the world does not end this year, what are you looking forward to in 2012?
Now, keep in mind, you can jump on our Facebook, which is facebook.com/thecubbyhouse. You can also SMS on 0427JOY949. And you can also email onair@joy.org.au.
You're not expecting everyone to do all those things at once.
Well, yes, all of them right now.
One, listen and do one of the other things.
No, I do all of them right now. Right. You know how I love feedback. You know what my response is. If you want to get me off, do it now.
Right. We've forgotten about you.
Can I move seats? Oh, jeez.
Perhaps you'd like to ask this next guest, who what he would have done in your position. Hello, Jack.
Oh, hello there.
It's like, you know, we only just got you off for one episode. Now you're back.
Yeah, you can't get rid of a good thing, right?
Well, when you're on a good thing, stick to it, they say, don't they? Hey, Jack, it's Rob here. I'm sitting in your seat. Well, not the panel seat. They wouldn't let me sit on that side.
But Jack,
I trusted you, Rob.
I blew it. Sorry, mate.
Jack, you're doing something really exciting at the moment. What is it?
It's a play called Man Boobs for the Midsummer Festival. So it's a play about two people that have what each other wants, but neither of them getting what they need.
So really, it's just a normal Saturday night for us.
Yeah, I'm hoping that a lot of people will actually relate to the themes of the show, because that's sort of why we're doing it.
So that means they have to bring tissues?
It wouldn't
for
hurt.
Tears. For tears, people. For
yes.
Oh, no, it gets pretty racy as well.
Oh, really?
Now,
Jack.
I remember, Jack, when you raised the whole idea of wanting to do a production. It was months ago. I mean, this has been months and months, obviously, rolling around your head and in the planning. What sort of triggered you to want to bring Man Boobs to life, I suppose?
Well, actually, I read the script after the production of Man Boobs was done in New York City. It would have been last year. So I read it and I thought, this is something that I want to present to my peers. This is a story that I want to share. And it's actually quite thrilling to be able to do that, which we will be.
So, if I'm not mistaken, there's a couple of different nights that you're actually performing this, and there's a very special Vic Bears night, isn't there?
Oh, there most certainly is.
And do you want to tell us about it? Do I have to, you know, up to make you talk?
That was a leading question.
You usually we have to, you know, shut you up, but now it's like getting blood from a stone.
Oh, what's the point of even talking about it? It's sold out.
Really?
Oh, the previous show.
Oh, my God.
That's great.
If you were fortunate enough to get a ticket, you would be getting drinks beforehand, you'd be getting nibbles beforehand, you'd be getting the show, you'd be getting the program. But the most important part is that the writer, Mr. J. Julian Christopher, is actually coming over, flying from New York City to see the show. So, no pressure.
And what are the free people that might come beforehand, Jack?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that question.
What do the people get who get the freebie blood nose seats before that?
I'm sorry, I can't understand.
What is a freebie blood nose seat?
Don't you know what a blood nose seat is?
Well, those are the ones that are really high up. I mean,
there's no blood nose seats. It's all in a studio. That's all on one level.
Everyone's in the splash zone.
There's only 36 seats in the house.
It's very, very intimate.
That's the best way. I'd just say confronting. But intimate, that works fine too.
So, Jack, have you changed your rule about people having to, you know, take off their clothes before they actually sit down?
That was never a rule. Where did you get that from?
All these rumors that you hear.
I thought that was in the program, actually, a requirement.
No, I think that was just a comment that for cast of not being so embarrassed that they need to imagine the audience in their own
head. Oh, of course.
Imagine.
The audience isn't actually going to be naked.
Right.
No. The cast gets naked.
Now, oh, really?
Kind of. That's a fun point. We can look forward to that. Ooh. Now, tell me, Jack, this is not only obviously supported by Vic Bears as one of our Article 2 arts productions, the first time we've done for a long time, I think, but there's also another community group that's come on board and supporting it as well.
Well, most certainly. That's the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre has actually generously donated $500 towards the project. So that's about 80% of our operating costs, really. So, but they signed on to it because they thought that the issues of body image and self-esteem and relating to other people in an intimate manner was a story that they wanted to get addressed as well.
Excellent. So there's a good synergy there, I think, with what we're trying to do.
There's a lot of love around this project right now. I just finished a rehearsal upstairs, and I need to scream at my cast, as a good director should.
It's such a power trip for you, Jack. Such a power trip.
This is his directorial debut, isn't it?
I'm only having my power trip just because I'm out of your clutch, Kevin.
Well, it's my show now.
Just so he can't reach in any further before you get strangled, where can listeners find out a little bit more about Man Boobs?
Oh, it's all very easy. All you need to do is go to vicbears.org.au/arts. That's vicbears.org.au/arts, where you can find everything you want to know about Man Boobs and the article.
Thank you for reminding us why we got you off the show, Jack.
We love you, Jack. Don't come back.
Right. Thanks for trying.
Oh, go to hell, both of you.
Good luck, and I will see you on the Vic Bears premiere night.
That's this Friday night, isn't it?
Yeah, I've actually got tickets.
I can't wait. It's going to be huge.
I'm looking forward to it. Now, both of you, get dressed and come on.
Chookers, Jack. Catch you later, mate.
See ya.
Bye.
And you are on the Cubby House on Joy 94.9. And I believe, Kevin, you have a moment of...
Because even animals have class. Welcome to another installment of Ursine Etiquette.
I really like that opening. It's all nice and fluffy, and then I get to bring the claws out. It makes me feel nice and warm and fuzzy inside.
I'm grateful. All right.
So on tonight's show, or tonight's episode of Ursine Etiquette, I'm going to talk about something that has been in the news for a while in social media. And that is the fact that social media seems to have sort of invaded our normal social interactions, especially since it's gone onto mobile phones. I mean, how common it is for you to be standing around with a group of friends, sort of at dinner or at a local bar, and all of a sudden one of them pulls out the mobile phone to, you know, show you the latest YouTube clip that, you know, is the most hilarious, funniest thing you've ever seen in your entire life. Yes.
Probably cats or something.
Quiet you. Or, I mean, they tweet the local gossip or, you know, check into a Facebook location. Next thing you know, everyone has their phone out, checking messages, flirtations, woofs, whatever distractions their social media provides them with. And the basic bonds of communication have broken down. Now, not all use of social media is bad. I'm not putting everything under this umbrella of badness. As I look across the studio and I see two people using their mobile phones instead of interacting.
Not guilty.
Yes, you're free.
You told me not to interact. Jeez.
All right, now you see, now I've lost my place. See, now, not all of it's bad. I mean, I have a terrible sense of direction, and I find that going to Facebook events and then doing a quick Google Maps search helps me, you know, eliminate the amount of times I turn up to an event late. At one point, I always, you know, take a gander at the guest list. I mean, we've all done this. We've all taken a look at the guest list of an event on Facebook and gone, I'm not going to go because that person's going.
Yeah.
We're all guilty of that, but yeah. It removes some social faux pas. So it's not all bad. But occasionally, people do take things a bit far. Now, getkempt.com.au released a news article this week about a new trick to combat ill-mannered phone usage, particularly at the dinner table. Mm. Now, it's pretty simple. The rules, once you've ordered your meals at the restaurant, you all agree to place your mobile phones in the middle of the table. You'll hear various messages, emails, woofs, gruff messages, whatever. They're all going off, and what you'll do is nothing.
No,
the idea is to ignore your phone.
You don't take somebody else's phone and answer for them?
You ignore the phone. Don't make me beat you. Now, the first person to succumb to the lure of their phone foots the bill. Full stop. At the end of the night, if you've managed to not succumb, you just pick your phone up and you leave. Now, for logic's sake, if there are a few exceptions. For instance, if, you know, you're expecting a phone call from a hospital or some emergency phone call, of course you're allowed to answer your mobile phone. It's not about being a dick. It's just about eliminating social media when you should be talking to people. Now, Rob, you have a very different view on this.
Well, not a different view. I tend to subscribe to that thinking when it's used as a phone. And I think, you know, you think, how often do you use your smartphone as an actual phone? And for me, it's probably like 10% of the time. I mean, I'm hardly actually talking on it. It's texting, interacting.
You're mostly using your data, aren't you?
The data, yes, that's right. I'm clogging up those gigabytes as we speak. But look, I think that you're right. Nothing beats face-to-face, real-time, interaction. But there can be times where forget it's a phone and actually can enhance interaction. So when we talk about it as social media is this bad thing and we should put it all in a corner. And we do a lot of we find a lot of this too in conferences in my day job, where we say things like, can you please turn all your phones off, no electronic devices, where people these days are using those to capture information, record notes, tweet what they're learning, and so on. So I think it's the way we use it, not the device itself.
So perhaps some sort of middle ground where you have nights where there are no phones or no technology, cough, cough, blackout, or you have nights when, it's a free-for-all where you purposefully make it part of the social interaction.
Yeah, maybe. And look, I'm the first one to be told off by my husband, and he's listening now and he's going to be scolding me as soon as I get out. So I'm the first to, turn away and check something on Facebook. And
or check into Foursquare, no doubt.
Yes, checking in somewhere and so on. But I think there's ways where you can share, did you see this article? Or here's a photo I took on the weekend. And that can actually enhance people and enrich the sort of interactions that we have as well. So I think it's the way we do it.
And I've just been busted by my partner who said, the first thing you said when we sat down to dinner last night, because we went to go and watch Sherlock Holmes, was, I've already checked us in. Yes, I am guilty. I've been caught out.
Yes.
Right. And we'll leave it at that here on the Cubby House on Joy 94.9. Joy 94.9, we are the Cubby House here, and we would like to ask you the question. Assuming the world does not end this year, what are you looking forward to in 2012? It's there.
Play. Want to have your say on the Cubby House project? Contact us through Facebook at facebook.com/thecubbyhouse. The Cubby House Project on Joy 94.9. And just further our Ursine etiquette comment, I just wanted to let you know, if you are listening to the Cubby House on your smartphone right now, that is not incorrect social use, that is correct social use.
That's permitted, isn't it?
In fact, you should encourage everyone around you. If you're on a train right now, I want you to walk up to a stranger who you see is using an iPhone and tell them to listen to us right now.
Thank you.
It's like a community announcement, really, isn't it?
Yes.
All right, cooking. Now, you have a section, don't you?
Yes, if you go into the woods today, please be careful what colour you wear, because it may represent a colour in the hanky code. Yes, we are going to look at the hidden meanings behind what some of these colours mean. Tonight, we've picked mauve and we've picked aqua. Any guess as to what mauve might be, gentlemen?
Couch surfing.
No. Okay.
Not to be confused with purple.
True.
True.
Yes. No, mauve. No, well, if you care, couch surfing, got to be very careful. This is naval worship, my gentleman. Yes, now, physically...
What?
Yes, naval worship.
I've heard of this. I thought I knew all the main ones.
Just sit down and listen.
No, we decided to go for the odd ones.
Yeah, the odd ones.
You never
ones.
Stop learning, do you?
No, no, not on now, this show. Physically, this include acts of licking the navel with the tongue, rubbing any body lotion or oil. Some fetishists get a turn on from pouring drops of champagne, honey.
Bad experience with honey, move on.
Yes. Cream, etc. In and around the navel and then lapping it up. Now, some people can be aroused by being tickled or teased with a feather, flower, piece of grass even, while fingering the navel is more commonly done. S&M wise, there's also navel torture, so possibly any pain-inflicting acts, such as piercing and stabbing the navel, more so directed at the reciprocant's navel, but could be self-inflicted as well. Now, visually, a study at the University of Missouri found that vertically orientated navels were T-shaped, considered the most attractive. And if you ever want to read any books, look up a novel review by author J.
Navel.
Navel.
Did you say novel review?
Novel review. There you go.
I'm trying to keep up. I really am.
Navel review by author J. Hanlon, which is an obsession, a study into the male obsession with navels.
So not to be confused with the Navy.
That's merv.
Okay. Right. Me personally, I hate anything going anywhere near my navel because I'm always terrified I've got navel lint.
Oh.
I'm petrified of it.
Don't let anybody try navel intercourse then.
No, this is... No. Not for me, sorry.
What do you like with aqua?
Okay, aqua is bluish. It's
have to be water. Water something.
Yes. Not to be confused with water sports.
Which is yellow.
Well, that's yellow. Which we is all yellow. Know that one.
This is water play. So having sex at the, in a bath, shower, spa, swimming pool, ocean, like the sea even.
Ooh.
And there's even a term which I actually came across, which I was very interested in, bunga bunga orgy.
It sounds like a really bad 80s track or something.
It's an orgy either in or semi-in water. So
okay, so what is the actual term for this? There has to be a term for this sort of...
Aqua, water, aquaphilia.
Aquaphilia
or hydrophilia.
I have one of those on my sink. No, that's a Purifilter or something. That's not an aquaphilia.
Aquaphilter.
I was going to say that's no way to talk about your husband, but okay.
Yeah, it's the wrong type of water play. Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry, listeners.
Well, thank you, Cookie, for a very interesting...
You know, you never stop learning on this show, do you?
No. Well, that's what we like to hope.
Yeah, so just be careful what you wear, gentlemen. Those colours can mean anything.
It won't be mauve.
Here on the Cubby House, Joy 94.9. Now, we have someone on the phone, so I think it's time to go to this, shall we?
From around the den to around the globe, this is the Bear News.
That's right. Tonight, we're joined by Dr. George Forgan-Smith from the Healthy Bear blog, and he's here to discuss skin cancer and how to look after yourself this summer. Hello, Dr. George.
Hey there, guys. How are you?
Brilliant.
Good.
Doing great.
We've got a guest host tonight. I'm sure you know him.
Rob. Hi, George. It's Rob. How are you doing, buddy?
Hello, gorgeous. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Really fine.
All right. So tonight we wanted to have a chat about melanoma and some of the other skin cancers. Now, a couple of questions. Who are some of the people at greatest risk when it comes to skin cancer or melanoma?
Okay. So one of the biggest risks for melanoma is having had significant sunburns before, you know, teenage years, like pretty much every Australian. People with fair hair, red hair, they're at higher risk as well. Anybody with more than 50 moles on their body, that's all very high risk factors for potential melanomas and other skin cancers.
All right, now what's the easiest way to detect any of these issues?
Well, look, the easiest way to get detected, to detect potential skin cancers is to get a regular skin check. In Queensland and Byron Bay, places like that, I used to always recommend getting it every year. In Melbourne, whilst the sun does come out every now and then, we are known for indulging in the sun, so I still recommend get a skin check every year. In particular, if you've got any moles that are changing, worrying, bleeding, itching or concerning, go and see a doctor straight away.
It's pretty topical right now, isn't it? And you see a lot of the ads on TV and they're very graphical, like the skin cell forming. But when you go to your doc, George, what does a regular skin check involve? Is it going to hurt or what's involved?
Well, it doesn't actually hurt, but you do need to turn up in some of your nicest underwear because we do need to have a look at your skin. So it's important that you're able to disrobe down to your underwear, and we actually check the skin from the top of your head all the way down to the bottom of your feet, and that includes the soles of your feet, behind your ears, places like that. If you have any moles or, you know, bits that you're concerned about on your bottom or other places, let the doctor know and they'll be able to check that as well.
Awesome. And where can we find some more information on this if we want?
Oh, well, there's a fantastic post on skin cancer on thehealthybear.com.
How coincidental.
Shamelessly.
Just in case you wanted to check that out. Otherwise, Cancer Australia, they're awesome. They've got heaps of great information. Just Google skin cancer and there's plenty of really good resources.
Awesome. Thank you very much for joining us tonight, and we'll have you back for a regular segment.
Oh, I'd love to come. Thank you.
Thanks, Doc.
Okay, bye.
One really quick shout out. I know I'm pushing time, but yes, just a quick shout out, which is the story of Myrtle the Turtle. Our very own local hero, Dr. Jason Buttigieg, a St. Albans veterinary clinic. No, let's try that again. A St. Albans vet clinic veterinarian, tongue twister, was called in to perform several hours of very intricate surgery to remove two barbed hooks out of an eastern long-necked turtle. The female adult amphibian was extraordinarily lucky to have been found, shell-shocked and comprehensively snared, a victim of illegal anglers, leaving a row of homemade and baited rods in, I'm going to try and pronounce this, Kororoit Creek?
Kororoit Creek.
Yeah, thank you, this week. Wildlife Victoria released a statement saying that if you accidentally catch a native animal, please don't just cut the fishing line and leave the animal. Call Wildlife Victoria on 1300 094 535 because we understand accidents happen. Animal lovers everywhere applaud your amazing efforts this week, Dr. Buttigieg, as well as the many hours a week you dedicate to keeping Melbourne animals safe and healthy. Now, you can find more information on that on theheraldsun.com.au.
Yeah, do you want to try that again?
Theheraldsun.com.au.
Thank you. Here on The Joy 94.9. You are on the Cubby House, and this is, funny or not, the Vic Bear show tonight.
I was about to say, we might as well just change this to, you know, the Vic Bear's house.
Yes, just for one night.
No, it's still yours. the Cubs are in control, that's for sure.
Damn straight.
Thank you, Mr. President Robcam. Now, we are joined by, I believe it's your vice president.
The president of Vice.
Definitely.
There's only one. There's only one at a time. We can only handle one. He's here sitting next to me.
Who is he?
He is the one and only Craig Ingray. Welcome along.
Oh, thanks, boys. How you doing?
This is almost like a committee meeting, actually.
It is a little bit like a committee meeting.
Jack in earlier.
Yeah, we've had Jack in and we've had lots of Rob talking, so yes. Yes. Very similar.
There's been no spreadsheets, though.
No, but there's been a few spreads.
Oh, true. Yeah. Very true. You're on fire.
Oh, I'm on fire.
Well, I'm going to shut up now.
Yes.
No, I've got the mic.
All right.
Excuse me. Let me just clarify. This member of Vic Bears can clear your mic at any time. Be careful.
You muted me as well.
You're all Vic Bears committee. If you're going to keep on like this, I'm going to go to some music. Now, would you care to quickly tell us what's going on in the next few weeks, gentlemen?
Why do we have you on, Craig?
I have no idea. I think to talk about the upcoming Beast dance party that we're hosting.
That is right. Thank God someone knows what they're doing.
On the money.
Mm. All right, so what is it? What is Beast?
Beast is a new project by Vic Bears. Basically, we've established a new dance party to raise funds for Southern Hibernation. A bit like Mardi Gras used to have with a sleazeball, you know, raising funds for Mardi Gras. Beast will be a way of raising a lot of money for Southern Hibernation, so our costs are sort of basically wiped out, allowing us more money to actually contribute to our charities this year.
Now, you've had a fair amount of experience actually running dance parties, correct?
I've had about just over 20 years experience putting on dance parties.
You know, just a few years.
Showing
just
your age, darling.
Yeah, oh, that's look fabulous, but, you know, that's
true,
all right.
True.
Yeah.
And that was up north?
It was in Sydney. I'm originally a Sydney boy. I've only been in Melbourne 2 years, and this is my first dance party in Melbourne. And strangely, my first men's only dance party. So this is a real novel experience for me.
Mm. So what's good? There's a lot of great dance parties around
in
our fair city. A lot involving the bear community, which is awesome. Mm. What's making Beast so different? Because you certainly were taking a very different focus here.
Yeah. Different in the context that probably it's a community-owned and community-run dance party. The money's going back into the community to actually support us. It's not a private event raising coffers for, you know, private establishments or private promoters. The money we raise is going to the Anti-Violence Project and to the Community Awareness Network Victoria. So it's really about raising money for our community. Beast will also be probably on the darker and sexier side than most dance parties you would see around town. Maybe the old Wolf Club, which has sort of disappeared from Melbourne sadly recently. It might be a return to those sorts of days. But in the 20 years that I was promoting dance party, they were all fetish parties, leather parties, hardcore, sexy, dirty dance parties. Mm. And usually very, very well attended. And we want to bring a bit of that essence to Melbourne's clubbing community. So it's not just turning up to a pub, switching on the lights and chucking on the music. This is going to be something a bit more spectacular.
Well, it's not going to be at a pub. I think finding the right venue is very important. This took you a while, didn't it?
Yeah, it did take us a while. And we wanted to build our relationship with Club 80. And they've been really supportive of this event. And it took us about 3.5 months to get the liquor license organised, working with local council, working with the Victorian Police, working with Neighbourhood Watch, and a variety of other organisations to make sure we could really establish this party in a really sexy venue and give the Bears what they deserve, which is a really furry, sexy time.
All right, with all this talk about sex, I have to ask, is there a dress code?
There is absolutely no dress code. In fact, I would suggest being in the middle of summer and being in the dungeon of Club 80, less is more.
That's a good tip. What about walking into the venue?
Yes. You know, I would suggest probably, you know, as long as you've got your pair of shorts and a T-shirt that you can sort of fold up and chuck in the cloakroom later on.
Oh, there's cloak.
There is cloak rooms. Absolutely, we've got cloak.
I don't want to turn up my bottomless shorts, you know, walking down again. The street again.
No. If you've got jackets, if you want to sort of turn up in fetish wear, if you want to turn up just in your jeans, if you want to turn up in a pair of shorts or your Speedos,
okay,
so or just your jockstrap, whatever. But it is a hot venue, so it's. I would suggest less is more. So I'm talking boots and jockstrap. That's my probably call for
what
the
night.
What
are you going to be wearing?
I reckon boots and jockstrap myself, and maybe a squirt of man scent behind each ear. I don't know. something soft.
Is that pre-prepared man scent?
Oh, no, hopefully something that I'll sort of, you know, be able to dab on around 2 a.m.
He's been collecting it. He's been collecting it for months, I hear.
Oh, yes. Yeah, exactly. You ever read the book?
The research that's gone into this man scent.
It's a bit fishy, but I like it.
He'll be bottling it, and it'll be called Beast.
No, it'll be called Beast. Essence of Bear.
Oh, all right.
Oh, sorry, now we're getting lost.
Where can we find more information about
Beast? More information about Beast, definitely go to our vicbears.org.au website, or you can go to themanhouse.com or club80.net. Any of those websites will give you some pretty thorough information about the party and its licensing and what's going to be happening.
It's only 2 weeks away, isn't it?
It's only 2 weeks away. God, it's on like next Saturday week, the 21st. We've got two DJs, two fantastic local lads, Jason Lee and Rob Gilbert. Both of them are very excited. We've got David Vigona doing some excellent lighting and Jason Patton doing some fantastic visuals. So it's going to be a very hot party.
You sound very passionate about it. I'm very excited to see what comes.
Yeah, I hope it's good. I'm sure it will be.
Thank you very much, Craig.
Pleasure.
You're on Joy 94.9 with the Cubby House. Now, we have been asking you throughout this hour, assuming the world doesn't end this year, what are you looking forward to in 2012? We've had a few answers. I hear there's one that you're going to later on this year, Kevin.
Yes, Drew says he's looking forward to the Doctor Who at the Proms in Melbourne. Now, I'm looking forward to that because I'm going!
Congratulations.
Ooh, where's that on at?
I don't know, but I'm excited about it quite now.
It's like Doctor Who.
I don't care. It's an audience. I get to see Doctor Who music. It's brilliant.
Our wonderful Dr. George mentioned that he wants to go to Bear New Zealand.
That was, of course, before he remembered that first he has to get through Midsummer.
Correct. And Jay said he'd like to save money and spend it all at the end of the year.
I'd also like to make a special shout out to a special Sydney cub who's listening in. It's our other Tim. Tim Gillespie. Thank you very much. We've received your messages. And Craig says hi.
Wonderful. Now,
we're jealous. I don't know why.
Yeah, no, no.
We've muted you.
That's right. We'll leave you corner. To your flirting while the rest of us listen to this.
You're on Joy 94.9 with the Cubby House Boys, the other sex show on Joy.
The real one.
Yeah.
I'd like to point out that Rob said that.
It's only from tonight's experience. That's all I'm judging it on, honestly.
All right. So thank you very much for joining us, Rob.
Is it over already?
Pretty much. We're nearly on that time.
An hour already. It goes quick,
So we thought we'd give you 2 minutes to just say a bit of a farewell, to talk, because we all know you can.
Yeah,
so
2 minutes. Well, listen, thanks, guys, for having me on. It's been a blast. Happy to come and join you in the house, as they say. But and looking forward to, as Dr. George is too, the big midsummer or summer bear fest, as we're calling it. So packaged up some great events. So certainly check out the Vic Bears website for that.
What are some of the events that we can look forward to?
Well, we've heard about two big ones tonight. Man Boobs and Beast are a big anchor events for us this year. And of course, our ever popular Underbear, which is taking place on Australia Day Eve. Bear Soup at Wet on Wellington. And Berioke as well, which will be our den night on the 28th. So we've got the Shadow Bear and the boys from Sydney coming back down for a great night of singing and dancing and all that great stuff.
Awesome.
As well.
And where can we find more information on this? Not that we haven't said it, you know, 20 million times.
This is the Vic Bears show, so it has to be on vicbears.org.au or on Facebook page as well. So it's all there.
And while we're there, don't forget to like it. That's right. Go to the facebook.com/thecubbyhouse and like that. And then go to facebook.com/vicbearsinc. Was just Vic Bears?
Just Vic Bears.
Just
Facebook.
Vic Bears.
Yeah.
Just go to facebook.com/VicBears and like it. You've been told.
And of course, if you've just completely forgotten anything we've said, just come up to Carnival this Sunday, Midsummer Carnival. Check out the Bear Booth. We'll be there selling tickets to all our great events, tell you all about it. And we've got a lucky Bear Dip as well. First 100 members that turn up. No, it's not a person. It's Craig. We're still here. Jeez, he causes mischief. That's why he's the vice bear. Yeah, lucky bear dip for all our first 100 members that flash their new 2012 key ring. Got some great prizes. Everyone's a winner. So yes. Come along.
It just never ends.
I know. We're just givers. Most of us.
Oh, I heard a breath there.
Quite you.
Shall I interject and thank everybody that's been listening in tonight? It's been wonderful to have all your feedback. And we'd like you to, if you haven't caught the whole show or you'd like to tell your friends about what you just heard, you can check out the feed for this. It is up on iTunes as well as our website. Thecubbyhouse.net.au gives you the link to the current feed if you've got a different catcher to iTunes. And if you haven't, you can check out facebook.com/thecubbyhouse. Give us a message and we'll redirect you as to where to go, what to do, or if you're not even using Facebook, you can email us. contacts@thecubbyhouse.net.au is all our contact points. If you've missed anything or would like to have a private word with Kevin or I,
don't advise that.
Without the smartphone, not during your dinner, right? You can't do all those things.
That's right. If I don't reply to you, it's because I'm busy having dinner for 24 hours a day.
That's right. We're talking to our husbands or
On a somewhat serious note, I would actually like to get some feedback on the new format. We have changed. This is the second episode that we've had.
Yes.
We would love to get your feedback on what you think about the show, what you loved about it, what you hated about it, what we can beat you up over, you know, that kind of thing.
It's great. It's fresh. Yeah. It's different.
In case you missed it, again, email us on contact@thecubbyhouse.net.au.
Thank you very much. And stay tuned for the next hour or two with Tracy and Fluoro coming up on Joy 94.9. Now, I have done the very stupid thing.
You can't find the track to play, can you?
Well, you heard the track if you've been listening at the top of the hour. One of the things I did do was actually integrate what we say at the top of the show.
You can't find the original one anymore, can you?
The original one? Yes, I know where it is. It's just a matter of getting...
If you haven't noticed, we're actually stalling at the moment while Kiki, you now have a new name. Yes. While Kiki is rummaging across on his laptop trying to find... Oh, no, have you found it?
No snorting in the corner. My God.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Happy Midsummer, everyone.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.